California's prison realignment plan was passed by Governor Brown to ease prison overcrowding. It transfers the responsibility for low-level state prisoners to the counties. Local law enforcement officials argue that counties don't have a system to keep track of the surge of new inmates now under their supervision. Denise Guerra reports from Torrance.
In 2011, state law mandated that the state reduce its prison population by 30,000 inmates. This has Torrance Police Chief John Yu worried about how local law enforcement will be able to handle this new caseload.
Probation needs the assistance and the help from local law enforcement. Their current workloads and ratio for supervision hovers around 200 to 1. The need for local law enforcement is significant just in that aspect alone.
Chief New says the Torrance database included only 42 parolees, but in reality, there are 74. New blames this discrepancy on the lack of a centralized database for inmates released from state prisons for non-serious, non-violent, and non-sexual offenses. But New says some inmates can still pose a threat to public safety.
3% are being assessed at ultra-high risk, which is a guarantee that they're going to reoffend within a year.
The county has access to the state's summary of an inmate's criminal record, but there is no place to access information between counties. In a news conference at Torrance Police Headquarters today, Democratic State Assemblymember Al Murtsuchi announced a new bill that would create a digital database to be shared between counties and cities. The database will include information such as mental illness and past criminal history. Murtsuchi says they are still figuring out how much the bill would cost the state. The California state legislator will begin his review of the bill in late April. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.